Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld offered condolences and prayers for the family members of U.S. troops shot down yesterday in a helicopter in Iraq. He also reaffirmed the Bush administration's commitment to rebuilding and securing Iraq. From the Pentagon, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
On Friday, U.S. Central Command officials announced they were almost doubling to 500 the daily number of soldiers in Iraq taking part in the Rest and Recuperation Leave Program. And almost all of the soldiers on the Chinook helicopter Sunday morning were heading for their R&R out of the war zone when unknown attackers fired on the copter from a palm grove. Secretary Rumsfeld, speaking on ABC, called the attack a tragedy for America.
In a long, hard war, we're going to have tragic days, as this is, but they're necessary. They're part of a war that's difficult and complicated, and in the last analysis, the people who are firing off these surface-to-air missiles are the same people who are killing Iraqis.
Insurgents have now killed more than 24 U.S. servicemen and more than 30 Iraqi civilians in 8 days of sporadic attacks that began with the previous Sunday's bold rocket strike on a heavily guarded U.S. compound in the heart of Baghdad. Officially, the U.S. military says it's still investigating what downed the transport helicopter. But military sources tell NPR it's believed that a shoulder-fired anti-aircraft missile struck the helicopter's engine area and the pilot then attempted to make a crash landing. It's likely that the heat-seeking missile was a Russian-made Strela, or SA-7, shoulder-fired rocket. The SA-7s are relatively small, lightweight, and easy to transport and use. Dan Garay is with the Lexington Institute, a military public policy think tank.
They weigh about 30 pounds, or I think about 6 feet long, or man-portable. Fire once, there's a rocket inside a canister, essentially, a very simple sight. And you fire it and toss the canister away, and you can put a number of them into a car or a truck or a boat. And so in that sense, they are a relatively ineffective but still very, very cheap and potentially deadly surface-to-air weapon.
And SA-7 missiles are widely available across Iraq in hundreds of weapons caches, some of which remain unsecured by U.S. forces. Iraq's U.S. civilian administrator, Paul Bremer, told CNN's Late Edition that U.S. forces have made only limited progress in finding and destroying those old yet still deadly surface-to-air missiles.
One of the things we have to remember is that Saddam was lavish in buying weapons, and he had literally thousands of these shoulder-launched surface-to-air missiles in his inventory. We have recovered hundreds of them ourselves already, both by finding them in caches and by having people turn them in to us for rewards. But there are still thousands of them left.
The U.S. has offered Iraqis $500 apiece to buy back shoulder-fired missiles, but Iraqi fighters are allegedly paying several thousand per missile on the black market. And with thousands of these portable missiles still out there, there is fear that Sunday's attack likely signals a bold new use of SA-7s by anti-U.S. insurgents. The attacks come on the heels of the increased use of large suicide car bombs and relatively sophisticated homemade rockets and bombs. But the helicopter attack might also have been merely a lucky shot. There are dozens of daily helicopter flights in Iraq, and only a few have been shot down since the war began. In recent weeks, two other U.S. helicopters were forced to make emergency landings after taking fire, but both times the pilot and crew escaped with only minor injuries. Chinook transport helicopters are slow-moving, vulnerable machines, especially at takeoff and landing. But Dan Garay says all of them have effective countermeasures on board, including high-temperature flares and other tools to try to take a missile off target.
You send out a very bright beam of infrared light that is supposed to blind the missile. And you combine that with evasive maneuver, and because it's a very simple, really stupid missile, you usually can, and if you get the system working right, decoy the missile away.
The ongoing threat from portable surface-to-air missiles is the main reason the U.S. has not reopened to commercial traffic the now-refurbished Baghdad International Airport. Several military aircraft landing at the airport have come under attack, but none so far has been hit. The U.S. has responded to the upsurge in daily attacks by pressing for faster training of Iraqi security and for better human intelligence on who's carrying out the attacks. Secretary Rumsfeld has repeatedly dismissed some lawmakers' calls for additional U.S. troops, saying that U.S. commanders so far have not requested U.S. reinforcements. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, The Pentagon.